the number of new homes built in the first 3 months of the year is very slightly ahead of the same period in 2024. The figures published today by the CSO show that in January, February and March there were 5,938 housing completions. You'll recall that last year far fewer houses were built than the government had predicted. Our economics and public affairs editor David Murphy has been looking at today's numbers. David, a marginal increase in the number of homes built in the first 3 months of the year.
Yeah, and I think the problem is that they're compared to last year when the figures were somewhat disappointing. So if you take it, there are about roughly 6,000 homes built in the first 3 months of this year. Apartment building was up about 13%, but building of houses was down. So all in all, it's not a huge increase. It's been welcomed by the government. However, Sinn Féin's housing spokesman Eoghan O'Brien says it means the government are now in jeopardy of missing their housing targets for this year.
Can we look in a little more detail at the figures today? Where are these new homes?
So we can see about 30% of them are in the Dublin area, about 20% of them are in the Mid-East region. And then if we look across the regions, six of the eight regions across the country saw increases.
How does all of this compare then to a year ago?
So last year there were 30,000 homes built. That was 10,000 fewer than the government had actually targeted. This year the government is targeting 41,000, so they'd need to be seeing an increase coming through at this stage. I think the issue with all of this is that, even leaving aside all of the targets, the problem is that the targets are even far short of what experts say we need. They say we need something in the region of 60,000 homes a year, and that would be to really cover the ongoing demand as the population increases, the pent-up demand of people who are, for example, living with parents, and then the people who are homeless as well. So in order to deal with that, we need to have a lot more. So the figures today wouldn't be terribly encouraging because the government wants to see a very, very big increase, and it's not seeing one right now on the basis of what we're seeing today.
Mm-hmm. As you say, on these figures, the government would be nowhere near meeting the target, not only that other people have been setting for it, but it wouldn't be near its own target.
Yeah, and I think all of this now really comes down to what steps is the government now going to take to try to stimulate house building. There are a few things they're obviously looking at, whether or not they introduce tax incentives. Do they begin to alter the rent controls, which is really a double-edged sword? It might benefit people building homes. It might benefit investors who are letting out homes, but it would disadvantage tenants. And that could be politically very tricky. We know that the Minister for Housing has commissioned the housing agency to do a report on potential options. He will bring that, the Minister for Housing and James Brown, I should say, he will bring that to government with a potential list of options regarding what they could do. The question is, what steps will the government take? Will it be prepared to tamper with the existing rental caps? Will it be prepared to tamper with the taxation system? We know there's some opposition in government to changing the tax rules because of what happened during the boom, where it resulted in a huge boom and a bust.
David, thank you. Our economics and public affairs editor, David Murphy.